This goes to Dr. Alkeek. Fax 989-466-3643. And the Family Practice Resident Clinic. Fax is 989-629-8145 regarding Ronald O'Brien. It's capital O hyphen capital B R Y A N T. Date of birth 3/22/1937. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. O'Brien with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, congestive heart failure, and proteinuria. His last visit was November 17th, 2025. His biggest complaint is a chronic cough that's especially worse in the morning with very thick phlegm. He does take daily allergy medication. It's Allegra, 180 milligram daily, but that doesn't seem to help. Nothing really has helped so far. He wonders what else could be done. He has tried inhalers, but they really didn't make much difference. He hasn't seen a pulmonologist yet, so maybe that will be the next step. He does have chronic edema of the lower extremities. He does not use lotion on his legs because that tends to lead to blistering. And he has been to the wound clinic because of this in the past. So he leaves the legs very dry, but does use compression stockings to work on the edema that is chronic. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He does have dyspnea on exertion that is stable and the chronic cough that was previously described with clear, thick phlegm that is worse in the morning. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Usually nocturia is 1 to 2 times per night, and that is stable. And he has chronic edema of the lower extremities. Medications, I want to highlight bisoprolol, 2.5 milligram daily. He also takes finasteride, 5 milligram daily. Losartan is 50 milligram twice a day. Spironolactone, 50 milligram daily. Flomax, 0.4 milligram every other day. The torsamide is 20 milligram once daily. He has low-dose aspirin, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam. His weight is 284 pounds. That's a stable weight. Pulse is 69 and blood pressure 124 over 64. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no effusion or rails or wheezes. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur or rub. Abdomen is obese without ascites and 3 to 4 plus edema from toes up to knees bilaterally, and that is stable. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 15th, 2026. Creatinine is 1.46, estimated GFR is 46, calcium 9.0, albumin 4.1, phosphorus 3.9, sodium 136, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 25, intact parathyroid hormone 69.2, urinalysis negative for blood, negative for protein. Protein to creatinine ratio reveals mild proteinuria of 0.44 protein to creatinine ratio. Hemoglobin 14.0, normal white count, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. They do fluctuate, but he has no uremic symptoms, no volume overload. 2, congestive heart failure with chronic edema of the lower extremities. The chronic cough is probably not congestive heart failure related because he is coughing up thick phlegm that is worse in the morning. At least the patient does not believe it's heart related. But possibly pulmonology referral might be helpful to see if the source of that cough can be determined and possibly treated. 3, proteinuria. He's on the maximum dose of Losartan as well as spironolactone to treat that. And he will have a follow-up. He will continue labs every 3 months for us, and then he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.